Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 28th of August of the year 2020, and oh boy, a lot of history happened on this date. In 475, the Roman general Orestes forced the Western Roman emperor Julius Nepos to flee his capital city. In 476, on the exact same date, on the first anniversary of that date, the German ruler Flavius Odoacer captured Pavia in a coup d'etat, executing Orestes, who was at that time the father of Emperor Romulus Augustulus, who then abdicated the throne, marking the end of the Western Roman Empire. And then in 489, on the exact same date, Theodoric, the king of the Ostrogoths, defeated Flavius Odoacer at the Battle of Isonzo, proving that these empire c***s love to celebrate a bad anniversary. And on this date, in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech addressing the March on Washington, blah, 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 blah. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity billionaire and entrepreneur Josh Gondelman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me as always.
You've brought down some empires in your time, haven't you?
I have. I would say more that I've merged with those empires and acquired them, and now they are part of my empire, and the people who were there before are still there, but sadder.
Sadder and less paid.
Less paid. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You took their jobs and you gave them freedom from those jobs.
Freedom from those jobs, freedom from the tyranny of a specific healthcare plan. That's a very American one.
So American.
So American. American individualism. Like, individually, you're going to have to figure out how to treat your own illnesses, motherfucker.
Every man is an island and a doctor.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think Bob the Floating Trash Island is going to be our next great president. Here, every man is an island, and so we need an island for every man.
He's so relatable.
So relatable.
Coming up today, speaking of which, we'll be talking all the latest in billionaire philanthropist news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, last week, Forbes released its rich list with a list of rich people ranging from interestingly invested in the future of the planet and the ones we know we should eat when the revolution comes. The trick is to go for the vegan billionaires. I'm not advocating eating the rich or people privileged enough to eat vegan expensive diets. I'm just going to leave the phrase grass-fed here and let you do with it what you will. You're on the Forbes rich list, Josh Gondelman. How does it feel to be included in that list of very rich people?
It's an honor just to be delicious. when I was young, I didn't get into technology because I liked computers. Computers are for losers and nerds. I got into technology because I knew at some point I wanted to be fabulously wealthy and to be considered a delicacy. And so if the proletariat uprising literally consumes my body whole, que sera, sera, and que chimichurri, chimichurri.
It was only a couple of weeks ago that Jeff Bezos made $10 billion on a Monday. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I feel like $10 billion just can't be a morally neutral amount.
I would say it's a bad thing to make $10 million on a Monday because it really kind of shoots the rest of your week. Like
$10
billion. Tuesday's f***ed, right? Yeah, $10 billion on a Monday. Tuesday, no matter what you do, you're like, well, it's a disappointment.
It's a terrible thing. It's like taking the perfect selfie. Everything else is downhill for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you'll never look quite that good.
Meanwhile, in the Under London Pict community, a legislative assembly has formed in order to represent the Under London Pict real estate interests in the wake of their recent forced emigration to Essex and then return to their ancestral homes under London. Underground sources say the Under London Picts are hoping to capitalise on the current ban on evictions in England, which was introduced to help renters hit financially by the lockdown. Even as many people in London are questioning their place in London, what's the point in even paying outrageous rent to be there if there's no art, theatre or nightclub cocaine scene? Meanwhile, the Picts hope to consolidate their traditional place in the lurking damp beneath the oblivious feet of the overgrounders. So, fighting for their rights there. Are you on the side of the landlords or on the side of the tenants, Josh Gondelman?
Well, this is tough for me because I do own a lot of land, but as you know, I do live underground. So my allegiances are really torn here. And so I think as a compromise politically, I am building underground apartment housing so that when people are evicted, they will be able to move into my underground apartment housing for just kind of a period of indentured servitude.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Time for your ad section now, because what else are we going to do with your attention other than sell it to the highest bidder?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a spiritual type, a full-on witch, a seductive creep, or simply trying to get a stink out of your home, you'll want to turn to essential oils. Essential oils, despite the name, are a luxury item of dubious efficacy, but you can't deny that some of them smell nice. To essence up your home with a microscopic oil mist, simply set up a tea candle below a few drops of oil floating in up to half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. The perfect base for your home smellscape. And are you a lawyer seeking continuing professional development to keep your practicing certificate up to date?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up with UPLA, the Under London Pict Legislative Associative Assembly, writing new Under London law for a new under future. As the Pict community recently returned to our ancestral homes in the space beneath and between the tube tunnels in that vast and ancient metropolis say, let's fight for our rights to scuttle in the dark underspaces beneath the bright lights of those upstairs wankers. UPLA. UPLA, currently taking on pro bono legal representation. We can't offer you exposure because everything we do is extremely secret.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, billionaire philanthropist news. Josh Gondelman, you're a billionaire and you know what philanthropy means. What's happening in the world of billionaire philanthropy right now?
There's a lot going on. Things are worse than ever, which means billionaires have never been more excited to do the bare minimum and claim a lot of credit for it. So first of all, as I mentioned, I have this underground housing initiative that it is... Some people say that it is just a way to get people into these chambers where I can harness their body heat as a source of alternative energy that I don't pay them for. I say that's a win-win situation, right? The people being evicted have a place to stay, and I have an endless supply of body heat to siphon. And siphon... It's kind of an ugly word.
Grasping vampiric turn of
phrase. I say it's open source biology. And what's better than that? It just benefits everybody, me more than others. Next, in terms of billionaire philanthropy, as you know, I'm kind of a vaccine enthusiast, both in a public health sense and just recreationally. So I have volunteered to test every vaccine prototype just in my body.
Wow.
Some of them seem promising for disease reduction and inoculation. Others have just f***ed me up real good. And I think it just feels great to give back. And it feels great when one of the vaccines simulates the experience of huffing paint. So there's just like, it's just, again, another win-win. So we're up to two win-wins, which is just kind of an unprecedented amount of mutual win-a-nation. And that's just one of the things that billionaires can innovate, right? Win-a-nation equals innovation. And finally...
Wait, one moment. I just wanted to take a minute to really congratulate you on taking these risks in the public interest with your body and with your brain. And although I know you do have 19 cloned backup bodies into which you can download your consciousness, still, I think that putting yourself in line for this kind of... trial medical technology is a truly almost brave move.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I appreciate your congratulations and I appreciate your adulation. After all, what would a publicly influential billionaire be without constant praise? I couldn't just skulk in the shadows and spend my billions of dollars or hoard them. That would be against my very nature.
No, then you'd be Warren Buffett.
Yes, or Jimmy Buffett. What's he doing? Where's he been in all this? Where's Jimmy Buffett? Hashtag release the parrots. Anyway, no time to get into that. It's just a theory. Just do some research of your own. Where is he getting all those parrots? What's he doing with them? I think the public demands answers. I demand answers on behalf of the public. But the other thing you mentioned is 19 clones of my body. Now, this is something else I've been working on. It's an even more singular singularity, right? The singularity is when we all kind of merge into one uploaded consciousness. That's very exciting, the scientific possibility and potential. But I'm working on a single singularity where there are billions and billions of consciousnesses that have access to each other, except they're all me. So just billions of me, one consciousness. You might think, why do you need billions of you? You already have one consciousness. I just am trying to optimize myself. So I want to be the me-est. And if 7 billion of me with one consciousness is what it takes, that's where we're going.
Although that truly does prove that you can be like the most anti-capitalist hippie exploring a spiritual future and the most self-interested billionaire. And the two points join up in a perfect circle. Infinite consciousness, yeah.
It's called horseshoe theory. I call it that because one time a horse kicked me in the head and I came up with this theory.
When you woke up in your backup body.
Yeah, woke up in a new body and was like, hell yeah, today's a new day, today's a new me. New day, new man. I mean, physically, mentally, again, consciousness uploaded. Finally, in billionaire philanthropy, there's an initiative some of us have going on, you know, the kind of more generous billionaires. It's called the OOO. What a great initiative. And that is where each of the billionaires we have, that's the OOO Summit was where we came up with it, where each of us will donate 0.0001% of our financial wealth and in pursuit of scientific public health matters. And then we meet at the summit. We stand 6 feet apart and we use for a safe social distance. And we use kind of dowels to pat each other on the back. It's just a more ergonomic way to do it. Like patting yourself on the back is a lot of strain on the shoulder joints and triceps. And so what you need is a group of like-minded peers that you can kind of reciprocally pat on the back. It's a back-patting neural net, if you will. And that's kind of one of my greatest innovations yet.
Well, thank you so much. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This one comes in from Dan. It says, "Hello, Alice, and delightful guest." That's you today, Josh.
Thank you. I would say that I'm a delightful guest every day, just sometimes not on this show.
"I would like to set up an elaborate scavenger hunt as part of my will so that I can mess with family and friends from beyond the grave. What an awful person. At some point in the hunt, I intend to direct potential heirs to this episode of the podcast. Would you mind providing a clue or password for the next step of this process? As payment, I bequeath to Alice, the co-host of this episode, and Christopher 0.001% of my estate each. Thank you for the help and good luck to Christopher. P.S. If I die today,
what synergy with the OOO summit?
Yes, true. If I die today, you each owe my creditors about $1.85 US. Sorry, Dan. Dan, I deeply resent being drawn into your macabre post-mortem mind games with your family and friends. I think you should leave them to grieve in peace. I don't personally care for the "it's what he would have wanted" sort of attitude to mourning, but thank you for writing to us anyway. Josh, have you got anything to say to Dan?
I do. If you're looking for a password, even one beyond the grave, I know a lot of people go with things like Rosebud or like a passphrase like "the crow flies at dawn," but those are weak password strength that I in the tech sector, I advise against. I think it's easy to crack those. So you're going to want to go with something, and you might want to write this down. You're going to want to go lowercase x greater than sign p 0 capital F question mark exclamation point lowercase a at sign lowercase b.
Thank you so much, Josh, for giving your worldly advice to this incredibly stupid letter writer.
Thank you.
Remember, you too can write an incredibly stupid letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And that's all the time we have for the show today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Do please share us with your friends so we can get our cross-dimensional pollination going. If you have social media or otherwise any sort of reach in the world, we would appreciate that. Your guest on the podcast today is Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have, in a different dimension, I have a podcast called Make My Day. It's a comedy game show with one contestant every week who's guaranteed to win.
And if you enjoyed the brilliant Josh Gondelman on this episode, which you should have done, because if you didn't, I have no respect for you as a person, you can go back to episode 238 to listen to more of his excellent tech billionaire news. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage and the Resistance are both available on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled remaining subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.